This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal presenter and UML chair KP Sharma Oli discuss contemporary political affairs. Baglung Pokhara section of Midwill Highway being closed for 8 hours a day for road upgradation. An Iranian couple dancing on the street given 10-year jail sentence. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal presenter and CPN UML chair KP Sharma Oli held a meeting today. During the meeting that took place at Prime Minister's official residence Balwatar, the two exchanged views on contemporary political issues and the elections of the President and the Vice President scheduled for March 9th and 17th, respectively. Similarly, prior to the meeting with UML Chairman Oli, Prime Minister Dahal held talks with Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden, who is also a Deputy Prime Minister in Dahal-led Cabinet. Meanwhile, Province No. 1 Chief Minister Hikmat Bahadur Karki called on the Prime Minister today itself. On the occasion, they congratulated each other on the elections on their respective post, exchanging views on making the delivery of the province government further effective. The cabinet expansion has made no headways in the Madhes province. The task has not made any progress even after 3 weeks of the formation of a four-member cabinet with Saroj Kumar Yadav as the chief minister of the province. Uncertainty is looming large on the expansion of the province government due to loggerheads among the ruling parties on power-sharing deal. An understanding was reached among the ruling parties to allocate a ministry equivalent to 5 province assembly members, but cabinet expansion saw a delay when 2 parties claimed for the same ministry. The main ruling partners, CPN UML and Janata Samajwadi Party, are, however, on consultations to finalize the deal. The Attorney General's office has filed a petition in the Supreme Court demanding the annulment of the Patan High Court's order to release former Nepal cricket team skipper Sandeep Lamisani on bail. According to the spokesperson and Deputy Attorney General Hari Shankar Gewali, a petition was filed in the Supreme Court yesterday demanding the Sandeep be arrested again. Meanwhile, the Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, has lifted the suspension of cricketer Sandeep Lamisani. CAN board member Birendra Bahadur Chand informed that an executive committee meeting of the cricket governing body held in Pokhara yesterday decided to lift the ban on Lamisani. Lamisani has been accused of raping a 17-year-old girl on August 21st. Ambassador of Switzerland to Nepal, Elisabeth von Kappeler, has called on Foreign Minister Dr. Bimala Rai Paudyal today at Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Singhadharbar. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs informed, through its official Twitter account, during the meeting, matters of bilateral cooperation, including the activities under a Swiss development cooperation, were discussed. The Baglung Pokhara section of the Midhill Highway is to be closed for 8 hours a day, citing the upgradation of the road. The Midhill Highway project said vehicles along the route would remain off the road in Baglung Pokhara section as the road widening campaign expedited. According to the project, the road would remain closed from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. every day. The project office said that a provision has been arranged to run those halted vehicles in an interval of 30 minutes. Currently, the upgradation jobs are taking place from Harichok to Yamdi Bridge of Pokhara. Chief of Midwill Highway Project Office Kusma Narayan Datta Bhandari said the operation of vehicles is managed considering the security issues. He asked to use alternative routes during the time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. An Iranian couple in their 20s have been given jail sentences totaling 10 years after posting a video of themselves dancing in the street. They were reportedly convicted for promoting corruption, prostitution and propaganda. The video showed them dancing by Tehran's Azadi Tower. Authorities are handing heavy sentences to people seen to be involved in protest after the death of a woman who was detained by morality police. The couple did not link their dance to ongoing protest in Iran. Anti-government protest leveled riots by Iran's regime swept across the country after 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died in police custody in September last year. She was arrested in Tehran for allegedly violating the rule requiring women to cover their hair with a hijab or headscarf. Reuters news agency has said the United States is readying more than $2 billion worth of military aid for Ukraine that is expected to include longer-range rockets for the first time, as well as other munitions and weapons. Officials said the aid is expected to be announced as soon as this week. It is also expected to include support equipment for Patriot air defense system, precision-guided munitions, and Javelin anti-tank weapons. One of the officials said a portion of the package, expected to be $1.72 billion, would come from a fund known as the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which allows President Joe Biden's administration to get weapons from industry rather than from U.S. weapons stock. In addition to the USAI funds, more than $400 million worth of aid was expected to come from presidential drawdown authority funds, which also allows the president to take from current U.S. stocks in an emergency. The U.S. has sent security assistance worth approximately $27.2 billion to Ukraine since Russia's invasion on February 24th last year. Russia calls the invasion a special operation. Sales of diamond from Botswana reached record levels last year due to Western buyers shunning Russian stones and steady global demand for diamond jewelry. Botswana generated almost a third of its revenue and around 70% of its foreign exchange earnings from diamonds. Almost a third of the world's diamond would normally come from Russia, but because of its war in Ukraine, there have been sanctions and some buyers have been looking elsewhere. The government's joint venture with the mining giant De Beers, known as Debswana, sold a record $4.5 billion worth of rough and uncut diamonds last year. Now to general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country, with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the Province No. 1, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of high mountainous region of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province. At present, the western low pressure system has general influence in the western part in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 6.3 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli discuss contemporary political affairs. Baglung Pokhara section of Midhul Highway being closed for 8 hours a day for road upgradation. An Iranian couple dancing on the street given 10-year jail sentence. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.